Section 4. You will hear a lecture about the life and work of Fanny Mendelssohn. First, you have some time to look at questions 31 to 36. Now, listen carefully to the talk and answer questions 31 to 36.
Good evening and welcome to this evening's celebration of the work of Fanny Mendelssohn, which is sure to be a highlight of this year's festival. But before we hear any of her music, I thought it would be a good idea to give you an overview of her life, since she is much less well known than Felix Mendelssohn, who was, of course, her brother. Fanny was 3 years older than Felix, and the two shared a very close bond as they grew up together in Berlin in the early 19th century. There were two other Mendelssohn children, but Felix and Fanny spent a lot of time in each other's company because of their shared love of playing music. Their parents recognized their talent and gave them lessons with the same music teachers. Felix actually considered Fanny to be the superior piano player. And one piece of evidence of her special talent is the fact that she played 24 pieces by Johann Sebastian Bach from memory, especially for her father when she was 13 or 14. Despite her obvious abilities, Fanny wasn't encouraged to pursue a musical career, as Felix was. Fanny's father's views on her music reflected the general attitudes of the time, which placed severe social restrictions on women. He wrote in a letter to her at one point, "Music will perhaps become Felix's profession, whilst for you it can and must only be an ornament." Even her beloved Felix discouraged Fanny from publishing the music she wrote or performing it in public, although he often turned to her for advice about his own compositions, even after he achieved success. He valued her writing enough, however, to publish 6 of her compositions under his own name in collections of his work in the 1830s. This may seem like an act of huge disrespect to us now, but Fanny agreed to it, and it could also be seen as the biggest compliment he could pay her within the culture they lived in. It led to an embarrassing moment for Felix, though, when he was invited to meet Queen Victoria in London. The Queen informed him that she had picked her favourite of his songs to sing with him, but the one she chose was in fact one of Fanny's pieces. Felix was at least conscientious enough to admit the truth to Victoria.
You now have some time to read questions 37 to 38. Now, listen carefully and answer questions 37 to 38.
Fanny did have at least one man in her life who was fully supportive, however, her husband, Wilhelm Hensel, whom she married in 1829. The pair had first met and fallen in love several years earlier, but her family disapproved of the match because of Hensel's lack of wealth. The Mendelssohns also viewed him as being low in intelligence and ridiculed him for his lack of musical ability. Determined to prove himself to be a suitable husband for Fanny, Wilhelm, a painter, went to work in Italy, where he built his professional reputation. When the family finally accepted him, he insisted he wouldn't marry Fanny unless she continued to compose music. After she became Mrs. Hensel, Fanny would find a blank piece of paper on her music stand every morning placed there by Henslow before he went to his studio as a way of encouraging her to write.
You now have some time to read questions 39 to 40. Now listen carefully and answer questions 39 to 40.
Fanny found a way of sharing her music beyond her family circle through private performances. She revived and developed a Mendelssohn family tradition, the holding of Sunday lunchtime concerts for invited guests. Fanny's mother had been the driving force behind these until she died. With Fanny both organizing and performing at them, these concerts became more and more popular and were attended by several musical leading lights of the day, such as Franz Liszt. The success of the concerts gave Fanny the confidence to expand her writing, and she began composing works for orchestras and choirs. In 1838, Fanny gave the only public performance of her life, playing music by her brother at a charity concert. It was said that she played with the simple but graceful style of a true music lover. In December 1839, a dream came true for Fanny. She and her husband began a six-month stay in Rome, where much admiration was expressed for her music. By the mid-1840s, Fanny had become confident enough to tell Felix that she intended to publish her music, and he finally stopped objecting to the idea. Sadly, she died shortly afterwards, aged 41, while at the piano.
That is the end of section 4. You now have half a minute to check your answers. That is the end of the listening test. You now have 10 minutes to transfer your answers to the listening answer sheet. Please stop writing.